Well, I'm sitting next to Anna in the Workhouse coffee shop in Reading, and you've just won a really unusual competition. Do you want to explain a little bit about it?
I've just recently won the Golden Spurtle World Porridge Making Championships, which is an annual competition that takes place in Carbridge, which is in the Cairngorms in Scotland. And basically, it's about a group of chefs and cooks, and we get together and we basically compete. There are two competitions. One is to make traditional porridge, so that's the very traditional Scottish porridge. So it's using the oatmeal with the water and the salt, and using a spurtle, which is the wooden Scottish stirring device. So we have this very big traditional competition, but then there's also a kind of a freestyle competition, which is called the speciality porridge competition, and that was what I actually won this year.
Now, is this something that you've been entering for many years in a very determined fashion because you really want to win it? Or was it a spur of the moment decision and that someone said, do you know what? Your porridge is so good, you ought to be at those championships.
It's actually the second year I entered the competition. I went along last year and I was really pleased I got through to the final round last year. So it kind of spurred me on this year to really go for it and try again. So this is actually my second entry into the competition.
We better give us your recipe.
It's actually oatmeal spotted dick was what I won with. So spotted dick is a very traditional steamed pudding, with the idea being to use leftover bread or leftover dough to make a pudding that would fill people up on a really cold winter's day. So the idea is I was taking out the bread but using leftover oatmeal instead. So it's oatmeal and spices, dried fruit, some demerara sugar, all mixed up with some flour. And the key ingredient is actually suet. So very traditional, old-fashioned recipe. And I used organic beef suet, and that gave it a really unique flavour and smell. And it's quite a nice autumnal dish to make.
It sounds extraordinary, really. Will you be going back next year to defend your title?
Absolutely. I'm completely hooked now. I really enjoy food and cooking, and I've been learning a lot of culinary skills over the last year. So I've got to up my game, really, for next year and try again.